People are fired up in Toronto, of course. You're into the second round, the ALCS, for the first time since 1993. Stroman goes on the mound against Johnny Cueto. And I guess let's start, first of all, with the what's going to be the biggest challenge the Jays hitters face with Cueto on the mound?
They talked a lot yesterday about timing his delivery. He's got a sort of herky-jerky, a little bit of delay, a little bit of deception in there. And so, you know, a lot of these Blue Jays hitters who use the leg kick as part of their stride when at the plate, it's all about, you know, getting your timing down against that, and it's the inconsistency. You have to keep adjusting pitch to pitch and trying to get that all, you know, everything moving in the right direction at the right time. And you know, Cueto's got a pretty varied arsenal of pitches too, and when he's on, he's really tough, as we saw in that clinching game against Houston in the division series. I believe it was 19 consecutive outs that he had at one time. You know, he struggled obviously after coming over from Cincinnati in the midseason trade, but certainly a guy who, when he is on his game, is extremely tough to handle.
We all saw what Jose Bautista did in Game 5 of the ALDS, but so far in this series, Ian, he is the heart of the Jays order right now, is a combined 0-for-21 right now. Bautista, Martin, Ben Revere, and Diano Navarro are all struggling, but obviously Bautista's kind of the straw that stirs the drink. How much pressure is on Jose Bautista to get it going tonight at home?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's necessarily on him alone. I mean, as you pointed out, you know, the team as a whole is kind of not performing in the same way that we have been grown accustomed to. You know, the power outage since that massive Bautista home run that helped steal Game 5. The Blue Jays have not gone deep since. Granted, they played the past two games in a larger, more pitcher-friendly stadium than they have here in Toronto. You wonder whether maybe getting back in front of their home fans in this stadium that suits their power approach better will help turn things around. But if they're not hitting home runs, if they're not hitting balls into the gap, then, you know, that this offense just is not really firing, and they need that kind of that high powered attack to that's their bread and butter, really. If they're not scoring, it's, you know, you can't win if you can't score. So, it's not on Bautista alone here. The whole lineup really has to find their stroke.
The Blue Jays are going home for Game 3. Obviously, the crowd's going to be absolutely fired up. What type of atmosphere do you expect from Rogers Centre tonight with Marcus Stroman on the mound? Obviously, the Jays need a victory tonight. Are they going to have the dome open tonight? Has that been decided yet?
It was announced yesterday that the roof would be closed. We had a very cold weekend here. Temperatures did rise today. I think we hit 15 degrees this afternoon, a mix of sun and cloud here today, but still quite chilly, and certainly the overnight temperatures here in Toronto in recent days have been very chilly, almost to or below freezing in the last couple of days, and it will not be that cold tonight, but it's certainly not a night to be sitting outdoors and enjoying baseball. I would not be surprised if we go through an entire postseason here without having an open roof situation. I think baseball's preference, Major League Baseball, is in control of this situation, and their preference clearly is to keep things locked up and nice and climate controlled. I think at the end of the day, the players probably appreciate that too. I know R.A. Dickey pitching tomorrow will appreciate having a climate controlled environment to work in. And even the hitters, you know, it's a little bit easier than we saw the sort of chilly temperatures in Kansas City on Friday night. It's tough on the hands if you get the you get that little sting in your hands if you get sawn off by a pitch. So on the whole, I think even if the fans might be a little unhappy given what they think about the one loss record with the roof open and closed this year, but the players will probably take it. Even that one loss record with the Blue Jays is a little bit deceptive, I think, because a lot of the losses they incurred when the roof was closed were early in the season when they didn't have Troy Tulowitzki, when they didn't have David Price on their team. Whereas all the wins with the roof open came after those guys arrived and they're playing in the nice summer weather. So, I don't think that the Blue Jays need to get too worked up about roof status and how it is affecting their fortunes, I think. As your question about the crowd, I'm very curious to see how they are. Stroman asked them to come out fired up. I wonder whether they will be a little sort of anxious in the early going here, given the situation, given the stakes. They may be a little antsy. I'm sure there'll be a lot of support, but also just a little bit of collective nerves, at the prospect of a 3-0 series deficit. Certainly a lot of anxiety amongst Blue Jays fans heading into this one.
Ian Harrison joins us from AP in Toronto. Yeah. Like, the Jays have to win. It doesn't matter how they have to win. And you look at the way KC came back on David Price. You know, they didn't beat him with the long ball. You know, it was a, you know, singles and not necessarily crushing hard hits. A lot of times going the other way. Ian, you look at the Jays, like Ben Revere, their leadoff guy, doesn't have a hit yet. He's 0-for-9 in the series. They don't have a hit from their catchers yet. Like, there's a lot of Batista, and now he's walking and he's getting on base fine. But you look at, you know, some of the guys in this lineup just got to, you know, they got to find a way to get on base and maybe beat the Royals at their own game.
Yeah, maybe. We talked to John Gibbons a little bit about that today. In fact, it was interesting. That was one of the first questions put to him in his briefing with local beat reporters, you know. Are your guys maybe over swinging because they have this tendency to, you know, they've lived by the home run so much? And then actually, to sort of counteract that, another reporter pointed out that even if you take out all the runs the Blue Jays scored on home runs this season, they still led the major leagues in scoring. So, you know, they have proven to be more than just a one-trick pony, if you will. They can beat you in multiple ways. It doesn't have to be via the long ball, but you know, it is certainly true that in large part, not a lot of things have gone especially right for the Blue Jays so far. You know, they just sort of, whether it's, general production or even little breaks, things have seemed to work against them for the most part. You know, the lone exception that comes to my mind immediately is that fantastic double play that Ryan Goins and Troy Tulowitzki turned to get out of a jam in Game 1. But, you know, you think of that play that Alcides Escobar made going up the middle in Game 2. You know, you think of, as you pointed out, you know, David Price is dealing through six innings, and then suddenly, even though he doesn't fall apart, he gives up a bunch of hits in the same inning, and the Royals stage that comeback in Game 2. You know, little things like that, the ball that dropped between Goins and Batista, just, it seems as though, in large part, the breaks, the little breaks have gone against the Blue Jays as much as anything, and that's just sort of, added on top of their failure to produce and really sort of piled on for them so far.
Well, that one play by Goins, to me, really changed the whole outcome of the game. Price was wheeling at 18 straight, and, you know, that's a play that Goins has got to make, right? He clearly waved off Batista well early, and you saw Batista recognize him, wasn't really close. I didn't see the post-game from Goins. What was his explanation there? Did he hear something? Why did he suddenly stop?
He did say that he felt that he heard somebody say, "I got it," and you don't know whether that came from the crowd or what. I agree with you that it is a play that needs to be made. I'm not sure that I agree that it was the sort of straw that broke the camel's back. I think it, certainly David Price did not react that way. You know, his comments post-game basically were, you know, those kind of things happen, and it's incumbent upon me to deal with that. You know, I can't expect everything to happen perfectly out there behind me. I've got to be able to overcome that. And so, you know, I don't think that you can really pin that inning on Ryan Goins. Certainly, it didn't make things easier for the Blue Jays, but to say that it was sort of, you know, that led to the inning. I mean, it certainly kicked it off, but you know, a whole other bunch of things had to happen and did happen to for the Blue Jays to wind up on the bad end of that. I think actually the biggest play of that inning, arguably, was the Royals' decision to send Eric Hosmer when he was at first base and keep them out of a potential double play. If the Blue Jays had been able to turn the double play there and maybe give up a run, get two outs, but still have a one-run lead, maybe they are able to get out of that inning and hold on to a narrow lead. But, that was a big move and one that paid off large for Kansas City.
Ian, who are you picking tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good about Marcus Stroman. You know, he's been so good since he came back. You know, he really thrives in these big game situations. You know, he has as R.A. Dickey said today, he just doesn't get frightened by this stuff. He just, you know, it fuels him. He's got that exuberance and energy. And you look at the way he pitched down the stretch, the way he pitched in Game 5 against Texas. He did have a couple of shaky moments, but he persevered. I think the combination of Stroman on the mound and the Blue Jays coming home is two things that are going to break right for them and lead to things breaking right for them tonight and getting a win to get back in the series.
Well, hopefully it happens, because I'd love to see this become a series. Otherwise, Royals win tonight and it's pretty much all but over. So appreciate your time, Ian.
You're very welcome.